There are a few extra notes to discuss about the gradation printing. Lots to discuss, actually. About the size of the brush you choose, the amount of pigment, the amount of paste, and how wet the block is, how far down the block you brush the mixture, the amount that your brushing motion deviates from the horizontal. I mean, all these things allow you to control the appearance of the gradation. It can be as broad or as narrow as you like. For a gradual full sky gradation, don't try and get the whole effect in one pass. Do it two or three or even four times, each time extending the area that you're pushing the color down the block. Now, don't do that right on top of each other on one sheet of paper. Do the entire stack with one pass, then do the stack again with the second pass, and so on. If you try and do it right on top of each other, the paper just picks up way too much moisture. And what else is there? Yes, and just with the brush, you've got to keep it the same way each time. Make a mark on one end so you know which end has the color, which end has the paste. And the rag also, of course, has to be oriented the same way. If you turn the rag around, you're just going to start getting color all in the wrong places. And what I do is I keep a square ceramic tile, a little white tile. That's a great place to put the rag down between applications. If you put it somewhere on the workbench or on top of somewhere else, it just gets up dust and dirt, and then they get transferred right to the block, and bang, in the print they come. And the big puzzle, I guess, is how much water to keep on there. If you use too much water, it will just give you a very blotched appearance. But you need water to be able to make the gradation. So getting it, if you want a particularly beautifully smooth gradation like the old Ukiyo-e prints, it's very, very difficult to balance between too much water and not enough water. Now, those certainly aren't all the points, but I think that's enough to get you going for a while. Good luck!